You've been listening to the master recording of the Heavyweight Sound Fight, live sound and recorded sound by John Guth, with mastering by Sean McCann of Recital in Los Angeles. So much happened after the fight. Gleason's moved the gym to Brooklyn. Peter Moore, the great photographer of our art scene, died, leaving his photos of our fight progressively more and more unavailable in the endless mechanisms of archiving. Eventually, we hope to see them from the University of Illinois. A flood from Hurricane Irene destroyed the contact sheets in our own archive in Barton, Vermont, on former Higgins and Knowles property. Although we never expected a winner, in true absurdness, the judges named me. Enraged, Carlos Santos never spoke to me for the rest of his life. Sadly, after a brilliant career that included the opening event for the Barcelona Olympics, Carlos passed away a few years ago. His estate is with the Fundacio Caixa Veneros. Barbara Held introduced me to them and got us permission to use Carlos' Heavyweight Sound Fight performance in this recording. Thank you to the bank. Armand Schwerner, whose headshot was swapped with that of Simone Forte on our poster, which, by the way, was designed by Sten Hansen. I almost called him Hen Stanson. He would have appreciated that. Also left us for the last round. Unfortunately, he's not with us anymore. His son, Adam, fortunately blessed our project. When the swap of photos occurred, Simone was fantastic. She said, "Oh, I don't mind being Armand for a day." And Jean Dupuy, who had crafted the round card art and the anacrostics, which we include in the book, and did a big boxing event, homage event, over in his loft, Gromit Theater. Recently, though, he left Earth from Nice, France. We thank him for his lovely work and for agreeing to our edition with his images in the book while he was still around. Simone danced with them, as I described before, between each round. Seems only fitting to include Sten Hansen's New York Lament, reworked with my heavy hands, or should I say, by my heavy hands, as a homage to Sten. It follows. I created it in Barton, Vermont, in my archive studio, after Sten passed onto the SoundCloud. Without Sten, so much would not have happened. Not just this event, not just the events that we did, not just for me, but for Sweden and the tech sound scene spread out internationally. On our 12th International Sound Poetry Festival website, I talk with Sten's friends and fellow audio felons, Lars Gunnar Bodine, Bengt F. Klintberg, and Teddy Holtberg. His buddy, Mickey von Hauswolf, and Joachim Nordwall made this recording possible. Sten and I had a magical way of sharing ideas. In fact, this narration, as part of an event recording, is a Sten Hansen sort of an idea. Photos from my last visit with Sten are in the Heavyweight Sound Festival booklet. As a last thing, I want to say that Sten had a vision on that visit, which I promised to share. Let's call it Hansen's Voljar, or maybe Sten's Feuerbullar. He saw and heard ornamental glass balls which sang birdsong and could be suspended from branches and beams, from anything. He saw and heard a whole flock of them singing. It's Charlie Morrow saying over and out. Keep well.
Vintern 1981 bodde jag i New York. Och över julhelgen, det vill säga julafton och juldagen det året, så var det otroligt kallt i New York. Det var alltså köldrekord, 34 grader genomsnitt, men på en del ställen var det på 39-40 grader också. Och det var rätt märkligt att se det där, därför att denna annars så hektiska stad där alla springer och alla speedar var plötsligt på något vis helt still, alldeles nedfrusen, när man såg människorna